Finances can be complicated, but they don't have to be. I break down financial topics that may seem complex and overwhelming so you can start taking action on your financial goals. I'm Ari Talbi, and it all starts here on Personal Finance Redefined.
Welcome to another episode of the podcast. I hope you've all been enjoying it. Please, please, please rate and review if you think it is useful. I hope to help as many people as possible, and I love doing it. So today's episode, let's get into it. This is all about 401ks versus Roth 401ks. So I thought it would be a fun topic to discuss 401ks versus Roth 401ks because I was just talking to my friend about them the other day, and we were discussing our experiences when we got our first jobs and how we were not explaining the difference, and we couldn't believe it. Luckily, we both were given the heads up from our financial courses, but overall, I don't feel companies really prepare their employees for all of their retirement options that well, which makes no sense because it doesn't negatively impact them at all by doing so other than investing a few resources, but that's a topic for another day. So in my opinion, they should be absolutely giving more guidance, but let's get into today and what you can do. So when you start to think about where to invest, a 401k is one of the best places to start, and that's at least up to the match. So what a match is that a company is going to match what you put in. So if you put 3% of your salary into a 401k, that means that if they're going to match that, let's just pretend they do 100% match. Well, if they are going to do 100% match, that means that 3% of every paycheck will be deducted. That lowers your taxable income, and that goes into your 401k. And then if you have a match of 3%, they're also going to put in 3% for you. So you can put in 3% from your paycheck, and they're going to also do 3%. So you can contribute more than the 3%. They're not going to give you a match on that if using the same example. But the best thing to do is to get that match because that's free money on the table. So after debt is paid down and you're funding your emergency fund, you go get that match at your 401k. What do you do? Well, the downside to a 401k is that investment options are often limited compared to a Roth IRA or an IRA, which offer full flexibility. So a 401k is deducted money from every paycheck that lowers your taxable income today. So you pay less in taxes today, but you have to pay taxes when you withdraw the funds in retirement. So what's a Roth 401k? Well, it's the opposite. A Roth 401k does not deduct from your taxable income today, so you don't get the lower tax bill today, but when you pull the funds out in retirement, it's completely tax-free, so there's a trade-off. A Roth 401k is one of the most overlooked accounts in finance, and if you're in a low tax bracket today, and you think there's a large chance that your income's going to rise over time, it often makes a ton of sense to use a Roth 401k to lock in your tax bracket as you'll likely make more money in the future and have to pay higher taxes on that amount. So think of a Roth 401k like a Roth IRA and a Roth 401k, and sorry, a Roth 401k like a Roth IRA and a 401k with an IRA. Even I get jumbled, there's so many accounts. But the difference is a 401k is invested with a company and has limited investment options. Now you want to get the match, of course, like we talked about. And an IRA has more investment options. It can be opened up on your own, but it has limited contribution limits. If you're single and you're under 50, you can only invest $6,000 in an IRA or a Roth IRA versus $19,500 in a 401k versus in Roth 401k. So if you're in a low tax bracket today and you think your income's going to rise over time, a Roth 401k may make more sense than a 401k. And taking advantage of the match your company offers, then investing in a Roth IRA, well, then any extra can go to your Roth 401k again after the match has met and your Roth IRA is funded. As long as you're within the income limits, you might be in a great place. A single individual can't contribute to a Roth IRA if they do make more than that $139,000. That's known as a phase out, where you become completely ineligible to contribute because you make too much. But a Roth 401k does not have any income eligibility limits. So it's a great option to take advantage of the after-tax benefits. So when you're looking at your investment options at work, Look at Roth 401ks, as they're often overlooked, and they can be a great strategy to help you invest and grow your wealth over time. If your goal is to reduce taxable income, great. A 401k might make the most sense for you. So it completely depends on what you're trying to accomplish. I know for individuals in a similar situation to myself that as our income grows over time, we're going to be having different needs. In some years, it's going to fluctuate. You're going to want to try to deduct and lower your taxable income as much as possible. In other years, you're going to want to take advantage of where you are at in the tax brackets. So it all depends on where you are and what it is exactly you're hoping to accomplish. Hope that was helpful, and I'll see y'all next week.
Thanks for listening to another episode of the Personal Finance Redefined podcast. If you're enjoying the show, please subscribe and let me know if there's anything in particular you would like me to discuss by submitting a question at personalfinanceredefined.co. That's personalfinanceredefined.co. Thanks again for listening, and I'll see you next time.
Hey everyone, quick disclaimer here. Please be smart about this, and before taking any action, consult with your tax planner or financial planner. Nothing in this podcast should be construed as investment, tax, legal, or other financial advice. It's for informational purposes only.